Anytime you own a business, you're going to have major setbacks, and I call growing pains. And I've been to a point with my business where it's been like, oh, I don't even know if I want to do this anymore. And I've had to really reassess like my goals and why I started it, and make sure that I hired the right people and I had the right people around me.
You are now listening to the podcast where authors inspire listeners to become authors, the Going North Podcast. I'm your host, certified self-leadership trainer, best-selling author, and book enthusiast, Dom Brightman. And you're going to be listening to a different author that will inspire you to join the business of immortality, known as authorship. Now let the fun begin. Today's episode is sponsored by the Going North Advancement Compass, available now on Amazon.com. It is an interactive journal for you to track your personal growth, track your goals, track your wins, and help you advance north to your next level of success. So pick it up today and get growing. Now let's get on with today's episode. And today on the Highlight Reel Builder for Authors, known as the Going North Podcast, we got another super special, awesome human for you today, courtesy of one of the best websites on planet Earth alive today, known as podmatch.com, the wonderful site where podcast guests get to connect with podcast hosts. And today's guest is cooler than two cucumbers indeed. That's right indeed, because let me tell you a little bit about y'all, because today's wonderful guest, y'all, not only she joined the business of immortality by putting pen to paper, writing and publishing a fabulous book, she's also a lovely mom, a wife, a marketing expert, and she's a CEO, y'all. That's right indeed, the chief executive officer, her chief energy officer, her encouragement officer, all the E's, or in this case, chief Erica officer of web content developments. Let's give it up for Miss E to the D, who's going to edumacate y'all on some things. The fabulous, the wonderful, energetic Erica D. Arcangelo. How you doing today, Erica?
Good, good. How are you doing?
I'm doing fabulous again.
That's right, indeed. I heard you were the pie master.
I am. I was born into pizza.
That's right indeed. That's right, no escape. That's right, once the legendary roots found their way to America, it was game over. Pizza shop ahoy, move over chips.
That's right.
Oh man, but hey, as with all introductions, they're not allowed to cover the whole entire story, and I probably only covered, I don't know, the metaphorical forward of the book. So mind filling us in on how you became the fabulous lady that you are today?
All right. Well, thank you. You know, I grew up in Western Pennsylvania, a very traditional Catholic Italian family, four brothers and sisters and my parents. And like I said, I was born into pizza. My grandfather immigrated from Abruzzo, Italy. He was a very poor coal miner, and his dream was to open a pizzeria, and he did that in 1960.
Ah, there we go. That's right indeed. That's right. You had a dream and manifested it, y'all. That's right indeed. That's right indeed. That's right indeed. Shoot. So 64 years later, still up, right?
It's all up and running. My dad's still running the place. And a few years ago, my dad had heart surgery, and I went back to, you know, help my family. And my dad was, he had just, you know, gone through a surgery. And I said, hey, let's get back involved in the family business. And I had a marketing company. I said, I'll do your marketing. And my dad said, I don't believe in marketing. I said, well, let me help you for free. Let's see how it goes. But, you know, we went on a journey together, and we would go into the shop, and I'd film, you know, videos for him and post the videos. And we started to get more and more full. And I started to learn more and more about the family story and look at old pictures. And I just really became inspired to, you know, write down my grandfather's story, because he went through such a struggle. He came here, he had nothing. And he built something, and he did it for our family. And I really thought that was like a very special thing to do.
Special indeed, special indeed. And what got you into marketing? I heard that was something you actually wanted to do as a little one, or mini Erica.
Yeah. I mean, I went to school for marketing in Western Pennsylvania. And then I actually got my first job working for drug and alcohol treatment centers, believe it or not. And I was doing marketing for them. And so they were helping a lot of people and I really liked that job. And then I had my daughter and I just decided, you know, I was a single mom and I thought I need something that I can do and I can raise my daughter because my first responsibility was raising my daughter. And then I, you know, started my own marketing company back in, I think it was 2013 or so.
There you go. It's right indeed. It's right indeed. That's right. It's still a preteen then. Ah, that's up.
Yes.
That's right. The teenage years are coming.
Yes. Yes. Absolutely. Absolutely.
That's right. Indeed. Not just for the little one, but also the business. That's right. Indeed. Hopefully it doesn't rebel too much.
Yeah, I hope not. Hopefully she's better than I was as a teenager.
There you go. That's right. Indeed. The real Erica wanted to be a rock star, travel the country. That's right. Bringing guitars over people's heads just for the love of the game. That's right. Yep. That's right indeed. That's right. When she heard mass, she was like, yep, the masses. Yep. Singing in front of the masses. Bad surf. Well, speaking of masses, I guess year 65 for the pizza business. So anything planned at the moment? For the pizzeria, 65-year anniversary coming up next year in a matter of months, I guess.
You know,
weeks.
I mean, it is just a few months. When the pizza place turned 60, it was during COVID. And we really wanted to have an anniversary party. And we wanted to just, like, invite the whole town and give out free pizza. And it was like we were going to do a whole event. But we couldn't because it was COVID during that time. So I think for the 65th anniversary, I think we'd really like to do something special there and have the whole family there and just really celebrate what my grandfather created.
There we go. That's what I'm talking about indeed. That's right indeed. Soon the pizzeria will be collecting Social Security. That's right. That's right. That's right indeed. If only that was built in for businesses to be like, hey, humans get it. Why can't businesses get it? Hey, this thing freaking lived past the 5-year mark in tenfold. Like, come on now.
I know, right? It's been there forever.
Yeah. So this pizzeria, this thing is really social. Shoot.
Mm-hmm. Generation after generation.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. So my goodness. So taking up the responsibility of helping out your dad with the pizza shop and heck, even years before that, being a single mom on top of that with being an entrepreneur. So how the heck you kept your head on straight with all that caregiving and business running at the same time?
I mean, I think, you know, the most important thing is I've had a lot of support from my family. I have really close with my brothers and sisters. I'm really close with my parents and they helped guide me a lot. And I was with a good group of people and I brought my daughter up with a lot of really good friends that supported me. So I was really grateful for that.
So that's the secret, y'all. That's right. Family, good connections, y'all. That's right. Indeed. That's right. Because, hey, you never know. It could be someone out there looking for that inspiration. Could be a single parent trying to build something to take care of the little one or little ones.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, that's right. Indeed. Brick by brick and stone by stone. It's like, all right, trying to build this fortress here, trying to make the magic happen. Indeed. But it's like, oh, man. The darn storms keep coming. It's like, no.
Yeah, I know. They need to go away. No more storms in Florida.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. It's like, dude, I know it's the season at the top of this recording, but my God, man, like, come on. Like, relax. Like stay in the Bermuda Triangle. Just stay there.
Yeah, stay out and see. Don't hit land.
Yeah, exactly. Where it can't be seen at all.
Exactly.
Oh man. So my goodness. So you decided to join the business of immortality by putting down your grandfather's story in paper, make it immortal. So what inspired you to go that route and make it your first book, no less?
Sure. Well, you know, like I said, when I was with my father, we would drive back and forth into the restaurant. He would tell me all the old stories about, you know, his uncles and his father and his grandfather. And I just thought, like, this is a really special story. And, like, the pizza place to me, like, when I walk in there, it's not just a pizza place. It's like, where my family is. Like, I think, like, you know, we had Christmases there every year where we'd have 30 or 40 or 50 people on Christmas Eve every year. And it just was so special. And people have, like, lived in the Wimber communities their whole lives. And Yerkes Pizza has been a staple. And so you have so many people from many years ago that were like, I used to hang out there every Friday after football games, or we used to go to family dinners there every weekend. So just to be able to, like, you know, tell the story and then have so many people read it. And even like my grandma, she had, I think, 11 or 13 brothers and sisters. And so she basically has two, I think, living brothers, and they both read the book. So just to see them reading it, you know, they're in their 90s now, was just like very special to me. To, like, you know, they would message, well, their kids messaged because they're not on Facebook or they're not on social media, and say, my dad loved the book. We miss your grandparents so much. And just, I don't know, hearing that is like why I wrote the book. It's just to make people happy and to put something out there that was, like, you know, positive and uplifting for people.
There you go. Uplifting indeed. So what was the most challenging thing about putting the book together? I'm pretty sure you had a wealth of stories.
Yeah, that part was really nice because, you know, my dad kind of helped me if I had questions or anything like that. And I would go and even, like, ask my dad questions and I would record it. But I finished the book and then I didn't know what to do with it. So I just let it sit for like 3 or 4 months because I was like, it's done. But I had never published the book. So I had to really figure out, like, okay, what do you do here? And thankfully, I had a marketing background. So once the book was published, to a degree, I was like, okay, I kind of know what to do here because I've been doing marketing for 20 years. But, you know, the publishing the book was definitely brand new territory for me.
Oh, there you go. That's right indeed. That new territory. That's right. It's new, but not so new. It's like, hey, if it can promote the pie that folks love for eternity, you can promote something that folks love for eternity. Folks love books.
Yeah. Yeah. They love pizza and they love books.
Yeah. That's right indeed. That's right indeed. It's like a whole pie. That's right indeed. A giant-sized pie. That's right indeed. That's right. Maybe even one of those rectangle-shaped ones. Indeed. Oh, man. So, my goodness. So, got the book together indeed. So, what's next for you? Got the book published this past August. I'm sure you're still promoting the book with this podcast tour you're going on. Is there anything else you got big planned for it? Or maybe even another book highlighting another family member?
Yeah, I have. We're doing a children's book based on the book that I just did, and the children's book is finished and I have it with an illustrator right now, and we're going to be publishing that one next. And, you know, probably going to do a whole series of books on pizza for kids.
Yeah, there you go. That's what I'm talking about indeed. So sounds like you don't like grass growing beneath your feet.
No, I want to build a pizza empire here.
There you go. That's right indeed.
Mm-hmm.
Empire indeed. That's right indeed. That's right. All the circles, all the shapes. That's right indeed. All the slices of life. I even make a teepee hut out of all of it. That's right.
That's right.
Maybe a whole skyscraper out of all of it.
The pizza empire.
That's right. It's a whole dough conglomerate, yo. That's right indeed. That's right indeed. It's like, dude, what's that weird shaped building over there? Well, yeah, that's the D'Arcangelo Pizza Empire. That's right indeed. Yeah, it was a pizzeria out in Pennsylvania, but the granddaughter decided to put some steroids into it, and then stuff happened.
Giving type A a whole new meaning.
Hey. Comes before B for a reason, am I right?
You are right.
Oh man, well, that's what I'm talking about. So she's like, I ain't just getting the grown-ups, I'm getting the kiddos too. So I'm guessing that means Erica loves the kids.
I do love the kids. I have all a bunch of nieces and nephews now, and it's so nice. Like, we have so many babies in the family.
Ah, that's what I'm talking about. Hey, So my goodness then, so since you've been in business for so long and you like to stay in motion, has there been a major setback that may have actually been a setup for your success for you?
Yeah, I think, anytime you own a business, you're gonna have major setbacks. And, it's I call a growing pains. And I've been to a point with my business where it's been like, oh, I don't even know if I want to do this anymore. And I've had to really reassess like my goals and why I started it and make sure that I hired the right people and I had the right people around me. But there have been them over the years, I mean, just even being a parent, there's been a lot of challenges.
Any of them stick out to you?
Well, we had a lot of growing pains with our business during COVID. I know, a lot of people lost their businesses during COVID, and we had clients who, in certain industries, like they couldn't do business anymore. So it was a period of time where it was like we were losing half our businesses during that time, and we had to really like step back and be like, okay, what are we here for? What is our value? Who do we help? And that helped us to kind of rebuild it. But I mean, in the span of 13 years, I feel like we've rebuilt our business probably 5 or 6 times.
Oh, there you go. Sorry indeed. Sorry indeed. That's right. So she had some more bricks hidden, y'all. That's right indeed. That's right indeed. The wrecking ball just kept coming in. It's like, no, let's not hear Katy Perry again. Pull out the bread dough. Come on. Rebuild. Rebuild.
That's right. Rebuild again.
Feel like you have to always just keep moving forward. Like, what's the next thing? Like, let's keep moving forward.
That's what I'm talking about indeed. So, since you're going on a bit of a tour promoting the stuff that you're doing, is there a question that you wish folks would ask you more often?
Sure. I mean, a lot of people do ask me about marketing, but what I really want people to ask me about is pizza. I love talking about pizza. I'm like, let's talk about your favorite pizza. I like we everywhere my husband and I go, we sample pizza. We go on pizza tours. My family, we're in Philly. We go have pizza in Philly. Like we have pizza in the New Jersey boardwalk. So wherever we go, we're having pizza. And I always want people to ask me questions about pizza.
Okay, all right, cool. Sweet. Well, I guess fun question for you then. Your fabulous book, A Story About Pizza. If it were a pizza, what type of pizza would it be?
Oh, that's a really good question. I feel like this pizza for this book would be a cheese pizza. It'd be the traditional favorite pizza that people have, which is just the cheese pizza. Now, I think that in the future, when I write other books, we're gonna be it'll be like a, there'll be a spicy pizza. Maybe we'll do a veggie pizza.
Yeah, I knew you'd give a cheesy answer. I knew you had it in you.
That's right.
I thought this was going to lead you to cornfield, but nope, it led to the field of cheese.
I mean, who doesn't like cheese?
That's right, indeed. There's a reason why folks tell you to say cheese to smile. That's what I'm talking about, indeed. That's right. So, the classic cheese pizza for the story of pizza. Got the kiddie book coming out. I'm assuming that's going to be the veggie pizza, maybe.
Yeah, that'll be a veggie pizza. Cute little veggies.
Well, there you go. That's right. It'll be a whole series. That's right, indeed. And then for Halloween, every year, Erica will dress up as a different pizza. That's right.
Hey, I would.
That's what I'm talking about today. That's what I'm talking about today. Well, sweet. That's what I'm talking about. Well, we're coming down to the magical question that every guest gets to receive, and that is if you're to wake up tomorrow and you're 25 again, but you're still in the current year, what advice would you give to yourself?
Just to really take things in stride. Don't take the highs too high and don't take the lows too low.
So here's that right, folks. Don't be a low rider or a skyscraper, be somewhere in the middle. That's right indeed. That's
Yep.
right indeed.
Nothing good doesn't come with a challenge.
Oh, yeah. That's right indeed. That's right indeed. Always accept the challenge, y'all. That's right indeed. That's right. Name of the game, it's the Blue Wire. That's right. Just in case. If they're all blue, go for the middle wire. Well, for those that want to jump in the tomato sauce and join your metaphorical pie and keep it with all that you're doing, what's the best way for folks to do so, Erica?
So the easiest way is just to go to astoryaboutpizza.com.
We heard that right, folks. Storyaboutpizza.com, y'all. That's right indeed. That's right indeed. I usually joke and say hunger is a side effect of this podcast, but hey, it's definitely going to show up a lot more quicker in this episode, y'all. It's a whole story. That's right. You'll get wrapped up into the whole story. You'll become the sauce. You might even become the dough. And you'll be like, no, don't put me in the oven. No, it's a brick oven. I'm screwed. No.
I mean, one thing's for sure. They'll definitely want to eat pizza.
Oh, yeah. That's right, indeed. The mighty pie. The mighty pie. So, pizza pie. That's right, indeed. That's right, indeed. Before another pizza reference appears, any parting words before we close up shop?
I just really appreciate you having me on your show.
If you're hearing this part of the episode, that means you're one cool individual. Thanks a bunch for tuning in, and if you enjoyed what you heard, be sure to share it with at least one other person in your network. Bonus points for three. And be sure to check out the backlog too while you're at it, because there are hundreds of wonderful episodes to choose from as well.